It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. My name is Stephen Julian. I'm your slightly annoying co-host for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen. I have no idea what's going to happen on today's show, but don't go anywhere. You don't want to go anywhere. This may be the craziest, funniest, most entertaining, most informative, closest to being drunk show that we've ever had, even though we've had no alcohol. With me, as always, is Tiffany Krumen. Hey there, Tiffany. How are you?
Moments after I walked out and forgot we were doing one more show today.
We'll get to that in just a second. This show is powered today, really powered, including the energy, the lights, the electricity, by Fulfillment Strategies International, FSI, FSI 3PL. Seth and Gifford are with us today. Gentlemen, welcome to your own conference table.
Thanks.
Yeah. We are doing this show from the new FSI giant complex. And you guys, we've been talking about it for months. You've never bragged about it, but you've been confidently talking about how awesome it is. And so we decided to do a tour, and Tiffany decided to invite people from her LinkedIn group. And yes, we even had some people come on the tour with us.
Yeah. Some flew in and everything.
So yeah. We had some people. I've always wanted to do this. We've had people from as far away as
Florida.
As Orlando. Still.
Hey, we'll take it.
Hey, that's farther than any time else somebody's come to
us. It is cheap flights right now, but we'll take it.
And they wouldn't come to just do our show. They came to do the tour of FSI.
And they loved it.
Yeah. Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen, powered by Fulfillment Strategies International. So thank you guys so much for having us here.
Glad you're here,
man. Yeah.
Oh, wait. What happened?
And then the lights just went out.
Okay. Mood lighting.
That's awesome.
Everybody wear your hands.
So,
I kind of like the ambiance.
Yeah. I do too.
So we are, it's a little, okay. So we talked about being, you know, this is going to be the craziest show. So people don't see this.
It's one of our efficiencies in terms of the energy use throughout the building.
So the main lights went off, but we still have nice track lighting,
really
lamp
like
lighting.
Right. Less headache. Is,
you also say that when you stop hanging out with me sometimes. Less headache.
It's really on a timer, so this ends our manager meetings.
Yes.
Oh,
gotta go.
Smart.
Look at that.
Ken and Forrest are going a little long-winded. This kind of clears the room.
So rather than talk about how the lighting works, why don't you guys remind us exactly of where we are and tell us, somebody give us the specifics of the warehouse that they're pointing at each other. Somebody tell us how amazing this place is.
So, yeah, we were at a brand new state-of-the-art facility here in Lithia Springs, 875 Douglas Hill Road. We're in 486,000 square feet, so it's about 8 football fields long. We went from a facility that had 24-foot ceilings to this one has 34-foot ceilings. I guess it may peak somewhere around 36. So as far as space, storage space, we have more than doubled our previous capacity limit just due to the fact that the cubic capacity is much, much more. We have consolidated 2 facilities back into this facility. We had a plan of about 2 years to try to fill this facility. At this point,
it's full.
We're moving toward that goal fast.
So yeah,
we did our tour today, and I thought it was going to come in and see about 2/3 of the facility full, and literally all the way to the end is already full. So
yeah, so we've got a little bit more space to
we got a little bit more space to
rack out. A little bit.
It's not packed. You know, it's not.
No.
You're crawling all over each other.
Room.
It's very efficient for us right now.
Right, but. I can see. And when you say, 2 years, you guys have only been in here a few months, right?
No, since April.
Okay. So, all right. So 8 months, 9 months.
Yeah.
So you were saying 2 years. So, and it might be 18 months or not long after a year that you're going to start going, okay, all right, what next? Your old facility treated you guys very well. And you might need it again quickly.
As a backup, yeah.
There are options.
Yeah. So it was great to move in, and it didn't take long for you to go, oh, well, we might want to plan for what we need to do when this starts to get near full efficiency. I'm going to give full credit where credit is due. Jody Smith, the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with and someone who helps you podcast if you want to podcast, go to jodysmith.com. He gave this line, so I give him full credit. Your facility is so big that when we pulled up to one end of it, due to the curvature of the earth, we could not see the end of it. when we got out of our car. That's how big your facility is. Yeah.
And you need bikes, which is my favorite part of the tour. They have really cool bikes lined up. And so Gifford and I rode bike tour while they were all lazy.
On their lazy car.
Yeah, on their electric car.
Seth said, hey, who wants to ride on the cart?
Right. And you were the first one to take him up.
I was. I sat in the front seat.
I'm in. Yeah.
Okay, well then when Tiffany talked about bikes, I just thought of Tom Segura and his bikes bit, so go look at that on his album. It's got some cursing, so parental discretion advised. And you have these nice little three-wheel bikes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Do they have bells that you can...
No, and yeah. I asked that.
She asked about the bells.
Forrest said, we haven't upgraded to bells yet.
By the way, I was on the cart.
We had racking. We had to do as it was racking or bike bells, and it was like, well, let's put the racking in.
I was on the cart with Seth, whereas Tiffany got on a bike and she left the group.
In a dress.
Tiffany left the group,
and then I had to go find her.
Yes. Where did you go when you rode?
I was
off?
Doing time lapse videos around the facility just to show how big it was. Whoa, there are the lights
and
again. The lights,
and your headache's back.
Yes.
Where are we going to see all these great pictures and videos?
I don't know. LinkedIn. Great. Or Instagram or something. I just like to share it with people. Most people have never walked into a facility like this, so I wanted them to see.
Then you need to tell them where they're going to be.
LinkedIn.
Will this be on your LinkedIn? Okay, yes. So if you're listening to this and you're not connected with Tiffany on LinkedIn, Tiffany Crewman's with a K. Why aren't you connected with Tiffany? I'll tell you where else you can get great pictures. FSI3PL.com, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Outside the box, we'll do a podcast on, not a podcast, but a blog post on this.
Nice.
Post some pictures there as well.
There's a great picture of Forrest and Tiffany and Gifford looking like Harley Davidson bikers, they're on grandma bikes, and it looks great. So you guys were all smiling, and only thing missing was
the beer.
Yes, and the video going ding, ding. Okay, so 79 doors.
Dock doors.
Mm-hmm.
What's your capacity? I mean, give us some numbers of how much stuff you can move in and out. It's sky's the limit almost.
I don't think we've hit it yet. We don't really quite know that ourselves. Now, a lot of those doors aren't really suitable for bringing product in and out necessarily. Right. They don't have dock plates on every single one of them and some of the tools you need.
Are you saying some of the 79 doors are for show? Is that what you're telling me?
They're not a facade. It's usable.
They actually are doors.
They work as a door. Yeah.
It's not Wile E. Coyote on the side of the mountain.
We didn't draw it into the mountain. Right. Yeah.
My favorite part of this new facility is the way that it's all set up. The efficiency seems higher. Go figure. That's your goal. But as you walk through, there's separate sections for each thing. Whereas before, you know, some of those things, because of the facility you were in, had to just be off to the side or had to be in a place that wasn't ideal. So it's pretty cool.
So here's a visual. It's a mile out and back.
From one end of the building. If you walk from one end of the building and then back.
It's a mile.
It's right. And Gifford and I, we were having this conversation. If you were to circle the building on the outside,
it would be
probably about a mile and a quarter, maybe a mile and a half almost.
For all the math whizzes out there, do the formula.
On your website, there's some... is there some drone footage of some nice pictures?
Not on the website. Okay. We have all that. But
if you email Seth and Gifford, they'll send you a drone video.
For the low price.
For $9.99.
Shipping only.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And for an extra shipping. Yeah. Anyway. So when Tiffany's talking about efficiency, you guys, again, it isn't just you guys do shipping for you guys house the product, you ship the product, you do pack kitting. We've talked about it a lot, and we are so glad to be partners with you guys, and there's no question you are the geniuses. So let me ask you the one hard-hitting question. We're 9 minutes into the show, and I feel like we have to do something professional to keep the audience. I think I'm funny, but I know I'm not that funny. So, you know, the entertainment aside, let's ask this question. You guys, when COVID hit, we had a great show, and I encourage everybody to go listen in the archives, where we kind of talked about how every business that works with you is essential because you did not slow down your shipping at all. Whereas Amazon, at the height of COVID, oh no, we can't help you. You know,
right?
Mm-hmm. So one of the other things about Amazon is there's been some news about Amazon in the last year about their workers at their typical warehouse, their fulfillment warehouse, and what the conditions are like. And it's not It's not horrible, but it's not ideal. A lot of walking from one end to the other. A lot of I got to pick up this, and then I got to go pick up that, and I got to stay on task, and I got to stay on target. We saw you guys got some great workers, and it doesn't look like they're complaining all that much. They're working hard, but they're not complaining all that. What's the difference in how you guys run your warehouse and how you guys run this facility compared to other unworthy competitors? That was my word,
like,
not yours.
They look like family. I mean,
that's what I was going
to
say.
Forrest is here. Forrest is, I want to say that
you're
owner,
answering their question.
Well, I have to say what I observed today. I watched Forrest go by and joke with some, or one of you go by and joke with somebody about, do you have any more of your candy? Some special candy she had and she was out. So it's real relationships. They're big. This is a big facility, but they're not so big that, you know, Seth and Giver don't know the people that are back there shipping the products that they've actually worked hard to get as customers, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And that's where I was going to take it as well. It's really, it starts at our leadership and works its way through. That type of culture that we have here is different than really what you see in other locations.
There's not a separation because Seth has an office up here that, you know, he thinks he's above whoever is packing back there. They have a mutual respect across all of them. And we've seen that for the last 4 years we've worked with them.
So I'll give you a quick example. Last week, we were doing inventory adjustments and for a client. Mm-hmm. And during the process, it was a Saturday, and Forrest was out there and actually was helping verify bins, verifying product mm-hmm. that was in it.
And Forrest, for those who haven't heard our show, is the owner of the company.
Right. And so he was out there verifying bins and working, you know, right alongside everybody mm-hmm. else mm-hmm. to verify the inventory.
I love that. So.
When was the last time you were out there verifying inventory?
It was that same Saturday. Thank you very much, sir.
Boom. See how I set
Seth
that
was
up?
Fly fishing that see weekend. How I
actually kidding. Duck hunting.
Yeah, and he was duck hunting. Don't give me any stuff.
He did it the last time.
He's got an evil smile on his face while he said that.
Hey, yeah, and they
the
would.
The owner was here, and I was.
Okay, and so the truth to tell is they would not let me near the inventory.
Morale?
No,
go.
I was morale, and I was also part of the cleanup crew because I was actually cutting the boxes because when they would have things that would, you know, that this is trash and it needs to be consolidated and stuff like that.
There's a job for everybody.
There's a job for everybody.
You got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Unless you're duck hunting. And you're,
right, unless, yeah, obviously. Well, that's a job.
He had already finished his job and had asked off. So
he had it scheduled, so.
He's never going to live that one down.
Sure he will.
Since it's on a podcast.
Yeah, like, that's true.
I mean, he admitted it.
There was other circumstances. It was a little bit late timing. Notification to let us know we were working that Saturday. And I'd already drove 7 hours when I found out.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're definitely not
So the reality is that FSI is a team. FSI is a family. You guys, and again, we're not running down any of your competition, but there are differences.
Big differences.
And you guys and everybody that's out there in the warehouse is also not a full-time employee. You guys do a lot of temp work. You ramp up and ramp down based on things that are mm-hmm. going on. How do you guys, what are some of the things you try to do for temps for people that are only going to be seasonal that you can kind of go, hey, it might not seem like a ton, but in temp world and seasonal work, this matters.
So we include them in our incentive programs. If we hit our KPIs, they receive an incentive if they're still on the payroll. They also have the opportunity to participate in our Ideas for Cash program, where they can submit an idea that helps either process improvement, helps an account become more profitable for us, just helps possibly just the overall production of the order itself or the kit packing job.
I love that.
So they get a gift for that as well.
I love it.
And there's also a path to full employment.
That's even better.
Mm-hmm. So after so many hours, it's a matter of them being, okay, cool.
Halfway through at the far end of the far end of the facility, I think in the next county over, we were on the Tempur-Pedic section, which is one of your largest, if not the largest client. They kind of have their own section. And Forrest was kind of showing off the nice screen that kind of has showing how things are going. And the leader of the most number of items halfway through the day picked was temp two. And Forrest mm-hmm. and I were having and I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say that, but he was like, yeah, he goes, that's great. He goes, you know, if it keeps going well, you know, they might, we want them to stick around. He goes, of course, I'm wondering if temp two might be that they're passing off from one temp to another to make, here, take this and let's run our numbers up a little bit. So I'm sure, you know, and he said that totally in jest with the idea of, hey, but the idea is, hey, things got done. So that's good. So, my question also was going to be, the next question I was going to ask was, you guys also do some work with Tommy Nobis, with the idea of work and, talk a little bit about that.
I can touch on that. I mean, we do a lot of, kit packing, production projects that require a lot of, routine work where they're doing the same thing over and over every day. And so Tommy Nobis Center, if the listeners don't know who they are, it's a nonprofit organization that helps out people with disabilities or veterans that need placement in the workplace. And so it's a great program for FSI to use because they will actually come in and they'll run the entire project for us. They'll bring in their own supervisors, make travel arrangements for their staff to come here and work as well. And it kind of takes that away from us, but it also gives us the ability to give back to those people mm-hmm. that are in need.
I encourage everybody, and they did not pay for this privilege, nor should they. TommyNobisCenter.org. And they certainly are a great nonprofit organization started by Mr. Falcon, Tommy Nobis, number one overall pick of the Atlanta Falcons, I believe in 66. Don't quote me on that. But they have helped so many different types of people, including veterans groups. But I love that they're starting to focus a little bit as well on people with disabilities, special needs. And Tiffany, I know that's something that's kind of near and dear to your heart.
Well, that came up today because I was actually looking for an organization like that to do some of the work that I'm working on, because that's near and dear to my heart. So I had no idea anything about his organization, and then you guys shared it today, so that's perfect. And I'm connecting with him now.
Actually, one of the people on the tour, she and I had a great conversation about how we each have a child on the autism spectrum, both high functioning, but even high functioning people on the spectrum, you kind of have a if you're a parent, you have a conversation about how are they going to survive in the world? How are mm-hmm. they going to learn how to deal with money? How are they going to get they can get a job. How are they going to, you know, keep it and build a career? So rather, you know, it's good. It's good work. It's good stuff. That you guys are talking about. So, all right, my professionalism's done. Let's get back into that. No. What's y'all's, okay, Gifford, Seth, what's your favorite part about coming to work?
Seeing each other. They looked at each other. You're right.
For me, it's the ability to actually listen to some people's stories and understand what their real pain points are with their fulfillment. And it is because they're really trying to build a business, or they're trying to help another client. And like on the kitting, that's helping another client. Cause like Jane, that's what she does. But when it's actually a manufacturer, or distributor that's having trouble, then that's really the kind of the cool thing about it. And then, you know, there's the thrill of being able to really fill the place. Mm. You know, that's kind of one of those, It's sort of a joke, but not You're really. Right. It's like, okay, Seth's like, how fast can we fill this? You know? And we're like, I don't know. Let's see how fast we can. And, you know, let's kind of try to bring in, you know, great accounts. And great accounts doesn't necessarily mean, you know, extra large. You know, it's a matter of this is a good account to have. And this is the one we should be having that we can help.
I love watching Gifford execute that too, because when he meets potential clients, say I referred a Shark Tank person or any company for that matter, I've watched him in our emails where he's responding and he's not talking anything about the account and getting it. He's already thought of seven different things that they need for their business or people they need to meet. And he's written them out in these emails. And I'm like, he's not just selling, like he's trying to actually help this business owner.
Oh, so yeah. That part, well, you know what I love about Seth?
We're on the side of the table. Oh,
okay, here we go. No, well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Tiffany. Yeah.
Before, I love that about you. Before you go above and beyond.
Who do you think trained Gifford?
Forrest. That was the right answer because
you're right.
Because Product Genius is powered by Forrest. Fulfillment Strategies International, also known as Forrest. Anyway. So, Seth, let me just ask you the question. What are some of your favorite things about coming to work? Gifford said the clients, which is great. But
he did. And to me, I mean, my background's more in the transportation side of the business. We don't call ourselves sales people. We're consultants.
Yeah.
And I think that's is taking our knowledge, our background, and being able to share that to our clients. And that's very valuable to them because they're not paying us necessarily just to store their products and pick and pack their orders for them. They're actually leaning on us to give them good advice.
Good advice, yep.
Well, let me tell you my favorite thing about Seth, and it's that he was the first one I met from the company. We met through a networking group, and I don't think this show would be on the air without Seth. Nope. Because he went, oh, wait, you know what? I somebody needs to meet you guys, yeah. So he got us all connected.
And speaking of getting that across to customers, we're going to do an episode, an upcoming episode, where we communicate more of what to expect when working with FSI, because you get people who are so green to this industry who, even if they're doing well with their business and it's succeeding and they're making a profit, they just don't know what to expect with the cost of something like this, or even the things that you're going to do for that cost. So we're definitely going to break down an episode very soon so that people are a little less surprised, I think, when they get quotes from any company. Now, they're going to get one from you, and it might be one cost, and they may get a cheaper one, but they almost always end up coming back. And I've seen that through my own experiences and through all of my fellow Shark Tank friends. They've used the cheaper version, and time again, they end up back at a better company like you.
Tiffany, what's your favorite part about going to work?
Well, which work?
I don't know.
Right? Which of my businesses?
What's your favorite part about the new facility?
Oh. Ooh,
the bikes.
The bikes.
I think we talked about that already.
I love the bikes. You can just haul butt down there and see something.
But the bikes are just to get from one end to the other. What's your favorite part about the facility?
I like the EDI setup. Because that's another thing we're going to discuss on that episode. And we won't even go into it right now what it means, but it's just one of those very complex. It's the thing.
She's full of teases.
It is the thing I lost $75,000 to my first big account.
Was that on chargebacks?
Yes, on chargebacks.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to hear that episode and they have a whole section here. And I don't even know if you guys had that when we first met you. I think you were just growing the EDI stuff because I asked if you had it. So that's something that's really grown for them, that they have a whole customer service section specifically for EDI. Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that show coming out first quarter 2022.
No.
I'm just kidding. It'll come very soon. Well, next month might be the guests on our tour. We'll have to figure that out. Mm-hmm. Does anyone want to ask me what my favorite part of the facility is?
You want to ask him?
No. Different? Yeah, no. I know you don't.
So Stephen.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of FSI?
Of FSI or of this facility? Please be specific in your questions.
However you want to answer it.
My favorite part is your customer service department. My favorite part is the fact that you still have people on the phones.
Yeah.
That's in a world where everything has gone to text me or excuse me. This is my answer. Sorry. You can be quiet while I'm just kidding.
The one thing I like about Tiffany is the fact that.
So the customer, I gave a better answer. No, actually, it's not a better answer. The customer service department is, I love, because that has been the same since we first got to know you, the first time we came out and did an FSI Live back when the show was on Business Radio X, which is still available in the archives, businessradiox.com. But the customer service department, you're actually going to talk to a person.
And you're going to talk to the same person.
Yeah, that's
so that was a huge part of the tour for me today, and I didn't even know that they actually will always have, that customer will always have the same person. So you're not calling in and going, you know, my product and the issue we had, and they're not going to have that problem. They're going to be talking to the same person.
One of the people on the tour, Joe, was talking about who his rep was.
Yeah.
Seth did not know because it had changed. Right? It had recently changed. But it had been one for a long time and then just recently changed. That's cool.
But yeah, we'll assign a customer service rep to that individual or to that account. And so that individual is really kind of knowing the nuts and the bolts of the orders and the products. And it's like, this is what the inventory should look like. And this is how many orders are getting in. And really managing that account.
There's a relationship built there. And Joe coming out today, he's like, where's Diane?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just wanted to say, hey. I mean, that's his buddy.
They've got their baby. You know, they're in control of their baby. Mm-hmm. So
buddies and babies. We live in an economy that has commoditized so many things. Things get commoditized and just, you know, just give me the bottom line. Just give me, I'm just trying to find the cheapest. I'm trying to find the fastest. I'm trying to find, when it comes to someone's logistics, it, you can fall into commoditizing that. But the reality is, if you can get a reasonable pricing structure and get so much stuff added, you guys become a fractional owner of the business to some extent. I mean, it's someone's business is it's incredibly important when it comes to their logistics. So there's no really a question. That was more my testimonial to you guys. And so,
well, no, because they're taking off. Yeah. Like 50% of the business from this person. And you know, the biggest, most important part of the business or one of them off of their plate.
Cause it, that EDI saving that business, $75,000 can be the difference between a great year or maybe not even surviving.
Well, and let's be real, $75,000 was a drop in the bucket. I mean, Linda and I were talking about it out there in the warehouse earlier that she could see $75,000 go in 2 days with some of these companies on chargebacks. So I my loss was very small compared to what some people lose.
And to other logistics companies, it's like, well, that's not our problem. And not that you guys are, you know, saints or anything like that. It's just you understand that when you can add certain levels, the longer you help them survive and thrive in business, the better client they'll be. I guess. I don't know.
I mean, for consumer product companies, I mean, the supply chain management is crucial to the success. Right. And we're part of that. And
it's something as simple that somebody who's never done this before, it's something as simple as if you send out a shipment to, you know, Target, if it arrives on a Tuesday instead of a Wednesday, you could get a chargeback.
Absolutely.
I mean,
it,
things that you could never manage yourself. And believe me, I tried. So, I mean, it's, and if you're doing that times, you know, 2000 stores,
right.
Good luck.
Well, it can be as simple as saying, well, it needs two stickers on the box.
Instead, on the left side of the box, the down
corner,
at the lower right,
you know,
corner.
And you're like, wait, what? And
seriously.
So that's what
complex.
We have is we have all of those routing guides for a lot of different companies that we are actually, you know, pretty much pros at.
Man. So if you're listening to this show and you're a product-based business, why haven't you talked to FSI? You need to reach out and talk to Gifford and Seth. I don't know why I'm whispering. It's dark in the room now, so I feel like it's time for my nap. Oh, what was that? Wow.
That was that Tiffany?
Ladies
that was me
and gentlemen.
To snore.
No, pretending.
Was that not a good snore?
No, it's got to be like this.
Not like a pig.
All right, everybody give their best snore. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, on that note.
All right, so if
did listen. You say snore or snort?
I said snore.
Or snore?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then, what product do you use? No, anyway, I'm just kidding.
For
to
what?
Stop snoring. Oh, I know. You're in Aikido. You don't snore.
That's right.
You have full
I have full breath power. Yes.
Yes. Mind and body balance.
Breath power?
Breath power, yes.
What is breath power? Sounds like a gum.
You sounds come on like the, when your breath is really strong.
Yeah, really
strong.
Bad. Yeah, kind of thing. So
I use ice cubes.
Yeah. What?
The little ice breakers. Gum. Ice breakers. Yeah.
But they're called cubes.
They are. Thank you. Come
okay.
on.
Okay.
Knuckle bump.
So
yeah, baby.
When you get on the mat, I'll show you a breath throw.
We're
when
still
you
recording.
Get on the mat. That's right. Because you
so
said you
because I keep inviting you to the mat.
You invite me to the mat, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be invited to the mat,
that's
you
so
need
weird.
To reach. I know it is weird. Have you gone to the mat, Seth?
Maybe we could do a charity see? Event
absolutely
where
not.
You guys meet on the mat.
No,
like whoever shows
no.
up is.
No.
$100.
No. No.
Okay. See, no. Maybe we should get off.
Maybe
the
you
air.
Should get on the mat.
I'll get on the
I've
mat.
I've invited yeah. her too.
See?
So
when
you'll
okay.
whoop me, but I'll get on the
no,
mat.
See, you're the, let's move past you're the
mat.
Star
I'll
of the show.
I'll bring Igor. I'll put you're, him on the mat.
You're the star of the show.
He was a boxer. You're
all right.
Mad. It'll be interesting.
So it took 27 minutes, but the show has officially gone off the rails.
Yes.
So thank you guys for lasting as
it was
long
way
as you did.
That.
It was about 11 o'clock this morning when we did the tour. So Gifford and Seth, how can people find out more about FSI and get in touch with you guys? You want me to give it?
Can you?
FSI3PL.com. You can also do Seth G or Gifford P at FSI3PL.com is their email. I don't remember the phone number.
678-391-5980.
There you go.
Nice. Dear.
So thank you. Well, they've been our partners. I thought I would do something like learn their website. You know how I learn it? I listen to our show. Oh, listen.
Now we're doing inside jokes. We really have to cut it off.
Listen, for everybody who listens to this show, business is awesome. Business is very important, but and being professional is great, but have a little fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
and make good relationships.
You
like
gotta have
here.
Some fun, because if you're not having fun, you know what's this all been about? My favorite part of the tour today is one of our guests asked if you guys had a baler, and guess where I went with that? Tiffany.
Where?
The office.
Oh.
Michael kept wanting to use the baler. And so you guys do not have a baler at this point in time, is my understanding.
We do not.
Okay.
But it's in the future, hopefully.
Okay. All I know is I'm not allowed to use the baler if you get one. So that's what I learned from
you. Why? Why can't you use the baler?
He's not certified.
It's not certified. It's an office joke because go watch the when Michael goes down to the warehouse and screws everything up. So I would screw everything up, so don't use the baler. All right. Tiffany, how can people get in touch with you? What should they do?
They can go to tiffanycrumans.com. All of our episodes are listed there, or momgenius.com.
And you need to follow Tiffany on LinkedIn because the people who came on the tour today, there were two groups of people that joined us. One was current FSI clients. The other were people who were connected with Tiffany through LinkedIn, and she made an invitation. And if you missed this one, we might be able to do another one in the near future, so we'll keep you informed of that. I cannot give you my website, but you can search Stephen Julian Financial Advisor and learn more about what I do in helping people with their financial future. And you definitely need to go to jodysmith.com if you want to do your own podcast, because Lord knows you can do it better than we're doing, and he will help you get there. He's gone as far as he can with us, and it's still okay. So for Tiffany and for Seth and Gifford and FSI who helped power this show, this is Stephen Julian saying we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.